This is VOA News by remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Satellite images show China has built mock-ups of U.S. warships in its northwestern desert, possibly to practice for a future naval clash. China is massively upgrading its military and its capability, and intentions are increasingly concerning to the United States. The images captured by Maxar Technology show the outlines of a U.S. aircraft carrier and a destroyer at a desert location. The independent U.S. Naval Institute says the mock-ups are part of a new target range. China has emphasized countering other naval forces and building up its military, and has concentrated its vessels in the South China Sea. The U.S. Navy remains predominant, but its ships are spread across several regions where U.S. interests lie. Security researchers disclosed Monday that spyware from the notorious Israeli hacker-for-hire company NSO Group was detected on the cell phones of six Palestinian human rights activists half-affiliated with groups that Israel's defense minister controversially claimed were involved in terrorism. The revelation marks the first known instance of Palestinian activists being targeted by the military-grade Pegasus spyware. Its use against journalists, rights activists, and political dissidents from Mexico to Saudi Arabia has been documented since 2015. A successful Pegasus infection gives intruders access to everything a person stores and does on their phone, including real-time communications. Again, security researchers disclose that spyware from notorious Israeli hacker-for-hire company NSO Group was detected on the cell phones of six Palestinian human rights activists. This is VOA News. Palestinians on Sunday slammed Israel for rejecting the promised reopening of the U.S. consulate in Jerusalem, a move that would restore Washington's main diplomatic mission for the Palestinian in the contested city. Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett said late Saturday there was no room in Jerusalem for another American mission. The Trump administration shuttered the U.S. Jerusalem consulate, an office that for years served as the de facto embassy to the Palestinians. Troops and patrols have deployed around Baghdad following the failed assassination attempt with armed drones that targeted Iraq's prime minister and his residence. The attack significantly raises tensions sparked by the refusal of Iran-backed militias to accept last month's parliamentary election results. Two Iraqi officials said Mustafa al-Qadhimi was unharmed, but seven of his guards were injured. The prime minister later appeared on Iraqi television seated behind a desk looking for calm, and he was composed, according to some in his camp. His left hand appeared, though, to be wrapped in a bandage. There was no claim for the attack early Sunday, but suspicion immediately fell on Iran-backed militias who had publicly issued threats against al-Qadhimi. They denied any involvement, though. U.S. President Joe Biden is pushing forward with a massive plan to require millions of private sector employees to get vaccinated by early next year. But first, he has to make sure workers in his own federal government get the shots. About 4 million federal workers are to be vaccinated by November 22nd. And under the president's executive order, some employees, like those at the White House, are nearly all vaccinated. But the fates are lower at other federal agencies, particularly those related to law enforcement and intelligence, according to the agencies and union leaders. Some resistant workers are digging in, filing lawsuits. However, they are protesting what they see is unfair overreach by the White House. The upcoming deadline and the first test of Biden's push to compel people to get vaccinated beyond the federal worker rule and will take effect in January, aimed at around 84 million private sector workers, according to guidelines put out this past week. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, the VOA News.